I choose the charities that I want. No one else has any input in it, into it whatsoever. And this year, I'm doing one that Jane did last year in supporting the Umbrella Trust. Protocol says I can't actually call it the Umbrella Trust, so I've called it the Ipswich Resource Centre, which is part of the Umbrella Trust. But the money will all finish up in the same place, and it will be money without strings that they can use to do shortfalls, to do various things. Because although they've won a lottery bid, a very substantial amount of money, it all comes with very, very serious strings attached, and every penny has got to be spent on specific items that were additional to their core. And we've got to support the core items. And the other charity, I've reintroduced a mayor's fund, which gives me discretion on how that's used. Part of the reason was that all the people that made contact were national. Now, I believe Ipswich is rather a parochial town, and I believe we should actually be supporting Ipswich charities. And because of my life experiences, because I've worked overseas in third world countries, because I have views, not always popular views, but I have views, I have introduced the Mayor's Inclusion Fund. Now, that is about supporting people who have been excluded from the mainstream of society because of gender, because of race, because of religion, and surprisingly in this day and age, because of disability. And now I find that quite shocking, considering all the amount of effort that has been put in with legislation to actually create a level playing field. There is still huge discrimination against the disabled.